Message number 927. There is a great misconception as to what makes a man or woman holy in my eyes. Wednesday, October 2, 2013 at 22:15. My dearly beloved daughter, there is a great misconception as to what makes a man or a woman holy in my eyes. Many people in the world find the practice of the Christian faith difficult to embrace when it comes to prayer. So many good and well-meaning people find it hard to sit quietly in peaceful contemplation of my great lessons given to the world in order to make them understand what is expected of them. I do not make great demands. I do not force souls to spend hours and hours before me, and yet I am so happy when humble souls do this, but it is a rare thing. This is how I wish to develop an intimate relationship with all of God's children. I just need to hear your little voice call out to me when you would like to share your private thoughts, your sorrows, your joy, your worries, your failures, and your longing for me, so that I can make myself present and witnessed by you. Never before in the history of the world will God permit Himself to be felt within the souls of those who will seek Him out now, through me, His only Son. By the power of God the Father the Most High, I come before even the most lowly, the most unworthy, the most confused, the most tormented of spirit to give you the gift to witness my presence. How do I do this? How will you know that I communicate with you? I will fill you first with the tears of conversion. You will begin to feel great sorrow as you relive my crucifixion. You will begin to see life even in everyday situations through my eyes. You will be drawn to others who have been filled already with the gift of the Holy Spirit. I do not choose those you believe are more worthy, more holy, more blessed, more disciplined than you. I choose only those who come to me in total humility, where their own free will has been willingly abandoned by them so that it can become my will. If you truly love me, you will know true peace. If you truly love me, you will say to me, Jesus, your will is all that matters. My free will is yours. Do with it as you may. When a soul tells me this, they are true servants of mine, and they are the reason I can save the rest of those who are too stubborn to recognize the meaning of being in union with me. I can do many things and create many miracles when the free will given to every person by my Father is offered back to me, His Son. This is the greatest power which will eliminate the power of the beast when he comes to power. Come to me and gift your free will to my Father in order to bring freedom to the human race. Please recite this special crusade prayer. Crusade Prayer 123, Gift of Free Will to God. My dearest Jesus, hear this prayer from me, a most unworthy soul, and help me to love you more. By my free will I offer you this gift back, dear Jesus, so that I can become your humble servant and remain obedient to the will of God. My will is your will. Your command means that I am obedient to your every desire. My free will is yours to do with it what it is that is needed to save all people all over the world who are separated from you. I grant this gift which was given to me at birth to your most holy service. Amen. The more you begin to know me, the more you will understand two things. My teachings have never changed. I love all souls. Your Jesus.